The Osgood Files, sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com. Make someone smile today with 1-800-Flowers Smile Guarantee. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross. What began as the Syrian chapter of the Arab Spring appears to be headed to civil war.
A mass grave was the only way for the villagers of Hula to cope with 108 bodies.
More after this from Charlie. Despite the economic pressure, the international condemnations, the expressions of outrage by the United Nations, the Syrian army won't stop killing its own people.
Those responsible for these brutal crimes must be held to account.
Kofi Annan, the former UN secretary, condemning an attack on the town of Hula, which killed over 100 civilians, half of them children. But those are empty words in a war that's already killed at least 9,000 civilians and probably closer to 12,000. Candidate Mitt Romney says it's time to arm the rebels. And Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says the military is on standby.
We'll be prepared to provide options if asked to do so.
But he has not been asked, because it's not so simple when you're not sure who the rebels are and what they have planned should they win, or if they even agree. There are several different groups, each with different loyalties, including some rebels who appear to be allied with al-Qaeda. And Secretary of State Clinton, for one, is hesitant to dump a load of U.S. weapons on any group that keeps company with America's number one enemy. But this latest massacre may be the tipping point. Russia, which has defended the Syrian government and provided weapons up until now, has finally indicated there are atrocities even it can't tolerate.
By the time UN military observers arrived in Hula on Saturday, the massacre was over. Frantic local witnesses told them President Assad's troops shelled their villages, and then gangs of thugs went house to house, killing.
As the street fight goes on, the bystanders watch, each waiting for the other to make a move. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.